Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The DH, Rick Peters. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gibson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kemp hits a ball on the ground for an out. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whitaker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer bunts towards the mound. Morris catches it and steps on first to double up Fisk. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a line drive towards third. Brohmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Summers, who is chasing the ball. Remy reaches third base with a triple. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Remy scores. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stegman moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Jack Billingham now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Remy bunts towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters hits a line drive towards the mound. Bergmeier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.